All right, welcome back. Second segment of tonight's show. Hobbo and Frank in studio with Darren. We got Dr. Glenn Kerr on the line. But before we go to Glenn, Frank wanted to make reference to John Topper and what he's doing. Unfortunately, we lost phone connection with John before we had a chance to make reference to this.
So we want to give John a chance to mention the fact that he works at flourishdigital.com these days, and he can be reached on Twitter at John Copper. John has been a terrific contributor to Who's Talking over the years and has provided a lot of insight as to how the defenses work for Virginia and for the opponents. And we thank him and wish him well in his endeavors. All right, let's move along and let's get to the Ortho Virginia injury report. And it's I got it somewhere around here. Okay. First off, we want to welcome Dr. Kerr, a frequent guest in the last 2 years to Who's Talking. And tell us, you know, it seems sort of amazing that Andrew Brown, who separated his shoulder against Duke weeks and weeks and weeks ago and is wearing a special harness, could be as active and as effective and as reliable as he has been, particularly over these last 4 or 5 weeks. And he had 2 sacks against Miami on Saturday, which is pretty impressive in that 3-4 defense. How would a player overcome that type of situation, and what sort of rehab does he have to undergo to keep that shoulder strong and stable during the season?
Sure. Thank you for having me. And I do think that really the brace is probably there more as a reminder that he's had an injury and to maybe restrict some of the extremes of motion. I think that his young age and a lot of the fitness and things that he's done before the injury probably contributed to his rapid recovery, that he's just in great shape and was able to tolerate this and get past things. It's hard to, a brace itself is not going to protect him in any manner, and he really probably just had a very slight shoulder separation. If he's recovering this quickly and able to get back out on the field, make sacks. So I think it's very hopeful that he's going to continue to play and play at a high level this season.
Dr. Kerr, I know you've done this before. Tell us a little bit about your background and the areas that you specialize in.
Sure. I'm fellowship trained. I mean, I did an extra year of training beyond my residency in adult hip and knee reconstruction, and I do that on a daily basis and take care of folks with terrible hip arthritis or knee arthritis and do both non-operative and operative modalities. I've been here for about 4 years in the Richmond area, and it's just a fantastic community, and I've really been thrilled to be a part of the Who's Talking show.
Are you better than Vince Dalton?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, maybe I should talk to you. I'm going to see Vince here in a couple of weeks.
No, he's fantastic. He's one of my partners. He's outstanding.
Just kidding, obviously.
Yeah.
Hobbo's not kidding. He's willing to make a deal. You know, if you can promise a better outcome and less pain, just kidding.
Yeah.
We love Vince. Vince has been fantastic over the years. One final thought. Are there any unique injuries that you're seeing coming out of the high school, college, young professional category these days that maybe you didn't see when you first got into the orthopedic business?
Well, I would share with you that I think that in my practice, I tend to see folks that are age 40 to 50 or 60. And at that point, many folks can look back at the time when they were playing high school or collegiate level sports and identify an injury. And many times, people are able to get past that. They continue to play. They continue to play at a high level sometimes. And then down the line, develop knee arthritis or hip arthritis. But a lot of times that injury, which takes place in high school or college, they just play through it. And down the line is kind of when I tend to see that. And that's certainly a very common theme when I see folks in office.
Well, I would be that weekend warrior personified. I've had everything hurts these days, but
we used to call that old age. You know, that's my problem.
That's right.
I don't know. I'll be 58 this later this month, and I
you look every bit of it.
I know.
That's very generous.
You have no idea. Hobbo throws bricks at me on every show. It's a cheap shot.
That is.
Glenn, we thank you in Ortho Virginia, and we appreciate everything that you do for us, and we also really enjoy listening to you guys explain these injuries and rehabs and so forth. And We know that athletes in the greater Central Virginia area are treated well by you guys, and we wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. Glenn Kerr from Ortho Virginia. This is our bottom of the hour break. Don't forget, when we come back, Coach Jason Williford of Virginia Basketball will be joining us. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.